Her speech touched various topics ranging from household problems to climate change, LGBTQ issues, police conflicts with local communities, America's relation with other nations, democracy, war on terror, rival Donald Trump, and other issues.
Yes, the world is watching what we do. Yes, America's destiny is ours to choose. So let's be stronger together, my fellow Americans. Let's look to the future with courage and confidence. Let's build a better tomorrow for our beloved children and our beloved country. And when we do, America will be greater than ever.
Clinton is now expected to start nationwide campaigns before engaging in party debates with Donald Trump, who trashed her speech. In a tweet 2 hours ago, Trump said, quote, "Crooked Hillary Clinton mentioned me 22 times in her very long and very boring speech. Many of her statements were lies and fabrications. Crooked Hillary said that I couldn't handle the rough and tumble of a political campaign. Really? I just beat 16 people and am beating her." End quote. Some Zimbabweans say they are happy with the process of selecting a United States president, in which the people, all the Demos, have a big say in the presidential primaries. They say the nomination of a woman candidate by the Democratic Party is likely to encourage Zimbabwean women to seek nomination for the presidential race in 2018 in the Southern African nation. Already two women, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who leads the Zimbabwe People First, and Maslin Chikasha of the Zimbabwean African Democratic Party, are likely to contest the 2018 general elections. Zimbabwean Chonesa Mpofu, who lives in USA, says the nomination of Clinton is a move in the right direction for women in the world.
She's the best person for the job. I'm really proud of that, because when you look at where and see where we came from, where we could not even vote, where we didn't even have a say in our own homes, we are at a stage where we are saying, oh my God, God is great. This is just an improvement. This is just, it's just empowering.
Expectations are high that Clinton, who appears to be a favorite among many Zimbabweans, would fight for the dismantling of authoritarian rule in some countries. Reporting from Studio 7 in Washington, this is Chione Sojani.